Praise the Lord, saints and friends. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Oh, I am just so excited. I'm in such a good place. It's early in the morning. Another opportunity to celebrate the day. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion. Welcome. To Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. Now, if it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. Just so glad to be here once again to share with you. Just want to say if you want to communicate with us, talk with us, share information with us, we have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Now, just to tell you a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's our lane here. That's what we do. Just to tell you a little bit about us here, we believe in God. I believe in God. And everything on this podcast, we've based on the Word of God, the written Word of God. And we read that for ourselves on a daily basis. A tool that we use is called BibleGateway.com, and I recommend that website to you. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. That's a tool we use daily, pretty much daily. The last time I used it, which was today, it was free. So we recommend that to you. We believe in God, as I stated earlier. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything I do is based on the written word of God. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that Jesus died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave on my behalf for my justification. And just knowing what I've read in the Bible, oh, that's a provision for me. And there's some things that belong to me. And of course, since I'm in this realm and I want the most successful time spent in this realm, the highest quality of life, I acknowledge that. And when I come on the podcast, I share things with you through revelation, personal experience. I am living, walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while. I've seen some things. So I'm not just sharing things with you that someone told me. I'm sharing with you from personal relationships, personal experience, the relationship that I have with God. I acknowledge Him in all of my ways. I don't do anything without acknowledging God first. I have found that to work for me, and that is why I do it. We all have free will of choice. We get to choose how we want to live. We get to choose what we want to think and what we want to believe. And I have found that believing in God, the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing Him in the center of every situation and circumstance, understanding that works for me. Now, what I suggest you do is, because I can't always tell everything in each podcast segment, but if you go to the library of this podcast, you will see various segments. They build on each other. Just listen to all the ones as often as you want that speak to you. And then if you have questions or something else you think I should know, because many of you already have established relationships and you're working with God and expressing through you, you're allowing him to express through you his original intention for you. You know about that. So if it's something else that you know will be helpful to me, make me aware of it. Share with me. I could use a word of encouragement as well. Again, that's where you use gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. That way we can communicate. I have access to conference lines. My life is being so blessed. And I've even added, just since the last time I talked to you, another platform. the Lord will lead and guide you and show you exactly where you need to be and then provide everything that you need to be where you're supposed to be so that you can have his original intention, because his heart is always good toward us. Well, anyway, just listen as often as you want. Visit the podcast library and listen as much as you want. So just bringing you up to date on that. Let me just share with you what I believe the Lord would have me share with you this week. I believe he said, lamp and light, lamp and light. And it's based on scripture. I have scriptures to back up everything I share with you. The lamp means that the Lord guides me. And in my personal relationship, which gets better and better every day, I learn to recognize his hand in my life, his hand in my fulfillment, his hand in my provision, how all my needs are met. If there is a situation that I'm unfamiliar with, I know I can judge him faithful. If you want to know about that, just look at the library of episodes and listen, because I've learned how to judge him faithful. I've learned how to receive his provision. I've learned how to allow his provision and not resist it or pinch it off with doubt and fear. I've learned that. And so he's a lamp. He guides me, shows me the way that I should go. He said in another place, if I acknowledge him in all my ways, I know God can't lie, because I've read in his word, and I can, my daily life and the fact that I'm sustained and I'm coming to you week to week testifies to it. I witness his work through me. I can identify with it through the relationship that I have with him. He guides me. He shows me which way to take, which way to go. He directs me in all my ways. He directs my path, which makes my life a lot easier, more smooth. He is a light unto my path, a quick light, whenever I need it, wherever I am. I know I'm never alone and I'm always cared for. I know only the best belongs to me, because I know who I am. I know what belongs to me, because he said that in another place in his word, that I am as he is in this world. So everything that belongs to or belonged to him now belongs to me. I am represented in him the best. I am accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. I can relax in the Lord knowing he's always going to look out for me. I know I can count him faithful even when I feel like, sometimes you get to a point where you feel like, you just don't know what to do. But you know what? I have learned how to confidently seek the Lord, how to communicate with him. I have learned how to choose what's best for me. I have read various stories in the Bible. Like one of my favorites is the sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, I have a sister who loves me, and I know that the Lord had to teach me how to love her, though, how to receive from her, how to allow him to work through her. But first, he had to start by working in me, guiding me. I had to open up and just give it up to the Lord. I had to release to him. He said, cast every care I have on him, because he cares for me. That means that I don't have to carry or worry about or be troubled by anything. You have to grow to it, yes. I haven't always been in this place where I am, but that's where the lamp came in, showing me the way, directing me, showing me what path to take, lighting it up so I can have better understanding, which prevents me from stumbling. You know, when you got a light, you could just think about when, I don't know if any of you guys have, you know, lived through natural storms, which took the power out, your electricity or whatever it is you use to show light in your home, and you get flashlights. A flashlight works in a storm. You don't want to try to live off a flashlight, but during a storm, light from a flashlight can help you because it illuminates the way, prevents you from stumbling all around in your space, stepping on stuff that would hurt your foot, that kind of thing. A sudden light. But the thing with the Lord is that his light has an eternal battery. It never runs out. When the Lord illuminates your life, when he shows you what to do, as you practice it, you get better and better at it. You know, when you exercise, when you first start out, you don't be wanting to necessarily exercise. You don't even feel up to it. Yet if you could just hang with it, you know that body, that physical body going to change. It's going to look better. Of course, yes, when you are in the younger years, it seems easier and you see the results quicker. Yet the residuals of exercise last a lifetime because your body has muscle memory. And why do I know that? Because I have experienced it in the natural. I understand the benefits of exercise, natural exercise. So you know I'm all in when it comes into exercising my spiritual muscles, the lamp and the light, receiving the guidance from the Lord, allowing him to show me the way, learning how to rest in his word, learning how to judge him faithful, knowing that whatever state I find myself in, if I just do what he suggests, he'll show me the way. I can learn to be content. I can learn how to rest because he directs me. He's my light. He illuminates my path, which prevents me from stumbling, which prevents me from ending up in a lot of places I shouldn't be, having to experience things that really don't belong to me. He guides my step, shows me the path to take step by step, giving me the clarity that I need, which is the same as available to you, showing you how to move on to and possess your land. You know, we all about possessing our land. We're about possessing what belongs to us. And if you really want to possess your land, which is God's original intention for your life, let him guide you to it and through it. Because it's your domain. It's your path. Your steps. He'll guide you foot and body. Show you the movements you need to make so you ain't got to do stuff over and over and over. As you're in relationship with God, he leads you. He said he is always leading and guiding us, the Holy Spirit. But you have to learn how to recognize the prompts of the Holy Spirit. He said in his word that we could trust and rely confident on him with all of our heart. We don't have to rely on just how we see it. We have the ability to repent. In fact, he advocates change. A lot of people ask you, you know, why are you always changing up? Why are you flip-flopping? That's because they can't mark your territory. The fact is, though, if you change and repent the way you from the way you thought and allow the Christ man to be magnified in you, you'll go the right way. You'll begin to blossom. Your steps will be guided. You have a smoother path and you'll be possessing your land, which means you will get better and better in your relationships with people and especially in your relationship with God. He'll give you the tools to possess your land. And then when you're in the path that he directs you in, he removes the obstacles. Anything that's in your way, he will remove it, take it out of the way. You can focus on him. And as you focus on him, you'll find your peace will be restored. You'll be directed. You can receive the help. You know it's always there. You're never alone. You always care for no matter what situation you find yourself in. He said, look and see. He said, take it day by day. Look and see what he's allowing in your life today. Day by day, now is the time. Day by day, step by step, with the clarity that you have, as he lights the path and shows you the way, it'll prevent you from stumbling. It's preventing me from stumbling, finding myself in unnecessary, uncomfortable spaces and places, removing me and showing me and redirecting me away from toxic relationships, directing me, helping me, giving me the strength to move away, to move on, and being with me so that I'm not lonely. Oh, in my life, every day it gets so much more interesting because I come in contact with people that are like-minded, with people that do want to move and do the things that they were created to do from the original intention. It's just good. It really is. To move into and onto the land that has been predestined for me. To be in relationship with God, led by the Spirit. To get the tools to possess the land that's already mine. Shows me how to get it so that I ain't always suffering and having the wrong attitude and making a lot of unnecessary mistakes, stumbling through. I can learn, as you can learn, how to just live. The lamp and the light is very helpful. The lamp guides. The lamp shows the way. The lamp directs. That is God. Says he is a lamp, hallelujah, and a light. He is. He is. Shows us the way. Gives us the tools. We'll be on the right path, making the right moves at the right time, in the perfect right place, with the perfect right people, always knowing that God is for us, always knowing God's heart for us, that God is faithful. Even when we come to situations where we could use more strength, we know whatever we are not, God is. He is our lamp. He is our light. We acknowledge him in all of our ways. He directs our paths and shows us exactly what to do. Now, I want to hear from you. Email me so we can communicate and have a higher quality of life. That's what we do. God bless.